Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Guess what I've done for the first time in 2 weeks today?
What's that?
Worn trousers.
Okay. Was that the track name?
No. I was having a chat with you at the start of the show.
Oh, right. Are you still having a chat with me?
Yeah, I was about to say, this is a hot fetish. I'm such a hot fetish diva. Just leave it all in. Hot fetish diva. Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm trying not to laugh. That was the Hot Fetish Divas and No One. They're Italian band. They're brilliant, Hot Fetish Divas. I really like them. Quite good at rude words like that. When you sing rude words in a foreign language, they don't sound rude, do they?
It just sounds nice.
The people whose language it is are completely shocked. I love it. That's a track called No One. What is Hot Fetish Divas Facebook page?
facebook.com/hotfetishdivas.
It is. It's Tony One Point of the Instant. No, you got that right.
Yeah.
Like the start of the show. If anyone was under any illusions as to how this show is made, you just got it right at the start. top band. We played a few tracks off their album. I really like Radical Chic. It was, I think, the first one we played. I've got a little bit of additional material for you here, Tom.
Okay, cool.
This joke came through just now. And I'll tell you who it's from. After one of our regular listeners, we have been threatening our contributors, or should we say non-contributors recently, so I'm glad this came through. Watch it, Paulie. Just wanted to tell you about some awful behaviour I saw at the beach. Now, before we carry on, a lot of people have been to the beach recently. The weather's been fantastic.
It has.
Yeah, Tony, this is a two-way conversation this week.
I'm just scared now. I keep messing up. It's fine.
This is general chit-chat, you know. A lot of people.
Got it. Right, yes, okay. It's been weird. Yesterday, yeah. We had thunder, lightning, and hot sunshine.
Is that why you're getting freaked out? Because the weather changed again.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's maritime climate. Don't worry, I'm going to stop asking questions. You clearly can't handle it today. And we'll go through this at the end. Why don't you, Paulie? Just wanted to tell you about some awful behaviour I saw at the beach. I was going to make a point about that, but then. This man and the woman were having a huge row in front of loads of kids. Suddenly, the woman attacked the guy, smacked him around the head. It kicked off and someone called the police. This poor copper turned up on his own. He took his baton to the man. The guy managed to snatch it off him and then began assaulting the copper and his wife. Then out of nowhere, the crocodile came up and stole all the sausages. I imagine you saw that coming about halfway through. That was some glum bongo pissed off in the Congo. And if you didn't get that, do some research. Right, thank you very much, glum bongo. If you have a joke you'd like me to read out badly and maybe Tony to completely screw up, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, Comedy Suburbs. Got another track for you now, Tony. This is a great, this band are Alabama punk rock. We haven't had a lot of that, have we?
No, not really.
Well done, you actually answered that correctly.
Are you?
You sounds like you're improving. This is a band called Random Conflict, who it turns out have been over 25 years and just brought out a new album. How exciting is that? On the 25th anniversary of their first gig, they're bringing out a new album. We will be playing more from this band in future weeks. They are terrific. I've never heard them before, to my shame. Tony, what is Random Conflict's website?
RandomConflict.com?
It is. It's Tony T, probably the internet nil. And this is DBATOE.
Of authority, you self-righteously judge people living a way of life and thinking ways that you don't understand or approve of. It's no wonder, because you just stay wallowing in your little cocoon of self-indulgent mediocrity, living your uneventful, ignorant life. You want to know why? There's why! Continue to dwell in your little mediocre existence, your little meaningless, uneventful life, and yet you still judge people that you don't understand. But just because you've got the right doesn't make it right. So you just keep sucking up to the authority figure with a uniform, a Bible, or a flag. You wanna know why? Here's why! So you are still the day. You don't even know why you dwell in your own ignorance and self-hate. Tradition is the enemy of freedom. Tradition is the death of thinking. Tradition is blind ignorance. Tradition is callous intolerance. So now you're having your downfall, brought about by the very people you once looked down upon. So now everyone whose lives you ruined and whose dreams you shattered have now turned on you. You can run, hide behind your guns, but it doesn't matter. You are done.
So you are hostility. You don't even know why. You dwell in your own ignorance and self-hate.
You are done.
You're listening to Project Marv Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is a very... very interesting song. The first half of this show really rocks. Second half changes a bit, but anyway, you'll get there. Great track. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Wonderful.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment and like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us. Most people are on Facebook, so do it now. So just a few comments this week. In response to last week's show, Simone Songs has just got booth in touch. Say Heart Punky. Thanks very much, Simone. And I think hopefully you'll be sending us some songs at some point soon.
Yeah, she said straight away they haven't come.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Simone Star, get on with it.
Oh, dear. Simon not going to it, saying great stuff, Paul Bidders, thanks for playing those The Terraces and Bloodlights tracks. Can I just inform you the latter are on People Like You Records and not Bomber Music?
I always get it wrong.
Ah. But hey, at least we played them. Thank you very much, Simon.
Yeah, cheers, sir.
And Simon's also just posted a comment saying, is this the same Tony? Facebook.com/TheTonyHearn. One like the poor bugger.
Yeah. I was going to save this for later on in the show.
Oh, okay, we'll talk about it later then.
No, we'll talk about it now, because it's terrific. I hope you felt a bit special last night.
I feel very special.
Because you did go, because so what happened? So you set up a Facebook page.
About 2 years ago. I can't remember why. I think I didn't want to be posting music on my Facebook page annoying people. So I thought I'd set up a separate page for it. Right. And use that to post about bands and music and stuff, and then just did nothing, because I've not done anything in 2 years with music apart from record the odd bit of acoustic stuff. So it's been dormant, and I think one person liked it, and that was Tommy Gladding, who
you didn't even like it yourself. It wasn't just Tommy, was it?
Right. Yeah, I think he just caught it when I created it, and I've not done anything with it, and obviously Simon found it on Facebook. It's gone viral.
We started a miniature campaign, me and Simon, last night. We were all over social networks. I think we got it up to, 67 likes?
It's 68 now.
68, one off the magic score. Oh, right, so the 69th should be coming in now.
Hopefully.
Because Ross was waiting.
Oh, really?
So he could be number 69, yeah. Yeah, Ross, the...
The busy lad.
Yeah, the not doing what he's supposed to, bloke.
Yeah.
So he probably won't do that either.
Yes.
But yeah, he's due to be number 69. So you could have hit 70 by the end of the night, Tony.
Excellent. Yeah. So
if you like Tony Hearn, and who doesn't, then you should go to the Tony Hearn. What's the address?
It's facebook.com/TheTonyHearn.
Check out the Tony Hearn and like his page. Let's get you over 100 by next week, shall
That'd
we?
Be nice. It did creep up very quickly last night. It was exciting.
And as soon as it did, you started posting stuff on it.
Yeah.
Egotist. And I have to say, great kazoo work. Right, Tone.
I love my kazoo.
We will talk about that later on the show as well, because I haven't finished with you yet. It was just so brilliant. I was loving it.
Okay.
What I want to know, Tony, is who will play us? Who can we get to play us some Hungarian rock?
Who can we get?
Who will do it? Thorn will.
You're a man of betrayal. You're all my slave.
clap face.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Hungarian metal band called Thornmill. Quite like it, actually. And we had threatened to play more rock on the show. There's the proof. I don't know a lot about them, but a way to find out is to go to their website, which is...
Thornwill.com.
It is. Huh? So three pull of the internet now. It's turning into a thrashing. I'll try and find out more about them. They came by Music Submit, and thanks to Music Submit for keep having the stuff there. Now then, Tony, here comes the weekly question that I always like to ask you. Did you do anything last week?
No.
I did.
Okay.
I had a couple of gigs last week, Friday and Saturday. Friday night I had a gig in Cambridge at, I can't remember the name of it. The Portland Arms, I think it was.
Okay.
Anyway, I was on first, and I had a really great gig. It was really, really good fun. Nice pub. Much bigger than I thought. Lovely room. Decent bill. And I rather cheekily did the first 20 minutes of my Edinburgh show rather than my usual set. And it went down very well, which means that I now know that 20 minutes of my Edinburgh show is all right.
Cool.
cough button. Then on Saturday, I went to this gig in Bournemouth. It's a Stags and Hens gig. It was all stag parties and hen parties, but at least it was a mixture, which made it manageable. And again, absolutely brilliant gig. I had a really, really good time both nights.
Okay.
After the gig in Cambridge, I was home at 10:30, and I thought, oh, I should really go out. I thought, no, I'll be sensible and stay in. What a mistake. Couldn't sleep. Ended up watching loads of rockumentaries till 3 in the morning, including an hour of Whistle Test, loads of really old stuff from the 70s, then The Making of Ziggy Stardust, and then a great hour, It's Slade. What a Slade, mate. What a brilliant. Dave Hill out of Slade is still a wally. I don't want to be rude about him because he's a really lovely bloke, but you hear him talking and you see him his goofy smile at, and he's just a wally. He's great. Love him. Excellent guitar player as well. And I also went to see The World's End again. Now, we talked about it last week, and I do recommend going to see this film, not just because it's made in my hometown, but the town where I live, Letchworth.
I don't think we did talk about it, did we? I think it was maybe off there.
Oh, maybe. Well, anyway, it's the new Simon Pegg film. It's the new Simon Pegg film, and it's the third one in the Ice Cream trilogy, the Cornetto trilogy, whatever you want to call it. I think it's better than Hot Fuzz, but not as good as Shaun of the Dead. But I really, really like the first 75 minutes. It's a film about a bunch of blokes that revisit a pub crawl, or they try to, and then everything goes wrong with aliens and that. And the pub crawl bit, I think, is brilliant. But then the last 15 minutes, it goes a bit weird, and I'm not over keen. Okay. But I suggest you see it to make your own mind up. And if you have seen it, why not review it? Send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. World's End review. Let's see if we get one, shall we?
Let's see.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Tony, you don't have to be quite so mocking about our listeners not getting involved, our listeners that we cherish. Two tracks in a row coming up now. Both a little taster of what's going to be a special show in a few weeks' time. These are both from the Slovenly compilation that's out this year. It's got about 40 songs on it. I've picked two in a row here. Slovenly is primarily a garage punk label. They do have some really raw rock and roll and really raw punk rock as well. Listen out for the Hip Shakes and a track called I'm Alright. We'll talk about that after we've heard these two. First up, a band called The Oops. Absolutely brilliant band. What is The Oops's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Oops.
Nah, facebook.com/pages/the-oops/142658435744532. I wonder why some pages are like that and others aren't.
They haven't set a default URL.
Of course. If you have any idea what that means, why not email probably. Listen out for Hip Shakes anyway. This is The Oops. Hope you die tonight.
Tonight!
knob cramp. What time? I'm ready, what time?
You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Hip Shakes, a track called I'm All Right, with the American spelling of all right, one I don't approve of, but I can't have everything in life, can't. What is the Hip Shakes Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Hip Shakes.
Nah, facebook.com/pages/the-hip shake. /14043203938778. Obviously, they didn't have a default URL.
They didn't?
Nah. I'm none the wiser there. We will be playing more from the Suddenly compilation in the coming weeks. Well, actually, we'll be doing a special in probably about a month's time, to be honest. But it's great. I've had a listen to it, and it always makes a noise.
Okay.
Have you got any gigs for us, Tony?
Oh, do I?
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, and more
and fewer things. Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. This Thursday, because on Sunday night there is a open mic night. So this Thursday to Saturday, Thursday night, Frank Sinelli and Gerlaine. So Thursday night, how much do you think that will be?
£6.
Fiver.
Oh!
Friday night, Lion Tribe, The Graphic, Index Impact, and Annie Dale. It's an Enterprise Studios night. So maybe
quid.
Heavy, we don't know. Yes, it is £6. And Saturday night, Bun Dem Out, Kids Insane, Crimes, Judgment, and Proven. It's a Ruction Records night.
£6.
It is
£6.
Yeah.
I'm saying £6 because the Skype's dropped out and I'm just guessing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And now you're back. £6.
It is £6.
Excellent.
So that's 566.
566 miles away, and on the other side of the road. No, the same side. Yes, way down the road.
Yeah,
from the Number of the Beast.
I've got a couple more.
50 doors down.
Yeah. Simon Knott's been in touch.
Excellent. Hello, Simon.
And he said he's got some gigs for the Captain Accident and the Disasters.
Oh, we'll be playing something by there in a little while.
Oh, excellent. Well, they over the next week. Are doing like a mini tour, it looks like. So this Thursday, the 1st of August, they're playing in Staines at the Hobgoblin, and the 2nd, which will be Friday, Salisbury at Winchester Gate, the 3rd, Alton Lounge Bar, and the 4th, the Ivy Leaf in Sheerness, or Sheerness. And the 5th, they're playing Canterbury at the Cherry Tree. No idea about cost, but do check them out if they are local to you.
Some lovely summer grooves coming up, Reggie style, and we'll be playing some by them in a little while.
Yep, and finally, a brief one from John from the Beach Boys, who says, "Hi Tony, next Saturday, 3rd of August, the Beach Boys are playing Club H5 in Hitching with Krongen and two other bands. He thinks it's a fiver."
So it'll be a great night. Beach Boys are great, Krongen are great, the other bands won't be shoddy. I can't make it, but I'll tell you about that in the next section.
Okay, and it's a fiver, so go on to that. And that is
yeah.
it.
Then if you're in the local area, like I'm in the punk rock, that will be a great gig to go to.
Yep. That's it.
So that can right, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, bar, other stuff in there. Next track this week, again, come through from Simon Knott. Simon says, thank you very much for this out on People Like You, as far as I know. The Creep Show have brought out a new single in advance of an album coming out very soon. And in typical style, we're not going to play the A side, we're going to play the B side.
Okay.
Because that's what we like doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I need to ask you first, though, The Creep Show from Ontario, Canada. Very, very good live act. And they're a hot psychobilly band.
Okay.
They're a good-looking bunch with a good-looking lead singer. Oh, yeah. Mm. But what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CreepshowOntario?
No, facebook.com/pages/b-creepshow/16979606046. Probably haven't set themselves up, whatever it is.
Yeah. Default URL, definitely.
A default URL, yeah. I couldn't even remember what it was. Anyway, suddenly it's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3. Mm. How these things turn around, it's crazy, really. This is Hello Joe. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Finishing, or getting the kitchen fitted at the moment. So just finishing that, getting workmen in all weekend on fitting bits and pieces. It's going to be very house centric. So lots, but not anything of great note.
Not like you. No. This week I'm doing my shows in Hitchin Lecture before I go to Edinburgh. So Friday night in Hitchin, I've got Dominic Holland and Paul Carenza on. And on Saturday night, Dominic is replaced by Sully O'Sullivan, who is a Kiwi lunatic. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. But Paul Carenza on as well. All details on lastminutecomedy.com. That's right, isn't it, Tony?
It is.
You must have updated that beautifully. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Hope to see some of you down there. It will be the last time I'll be in England until the end of August, so if you are in the area, please do come down and watch two great shows both nights. I imagine we'll be going out afterwards.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, I drive up to Edinburgh.
Wow. Just
from Monday, I'm doing 20 days in a row at the Edinburgh Festival. Don't worry, Punky will still be occurring.
Somehow.
Sunday lunchtime, we'll be making another Punky just before I go.
Yep.
It's very exciting. So that's me this week, so hopefully some of you will get along to that. Now, as promised, Captain Accident. Kind of spoken about him already. New album out. Nice reggae. A lot of the album is, I don't know, I don't want to call it bubblegum, but a lot of the album's quite pop. And I've picked out the albums that are less poppy, if you see what I mean. I don't mean this as an insult, but the tracks we've played on the show are more suitable for Punky Radio. They might not necessarily be the best songs, but they're the most suitable ones. I really like this one, though. This is the last track on said album by Captain Accident. I'll ask you the website after we've heard it. This is Eyes and Thoughts.
That's what the people say. And don't take no advice from a stranger, 'cause he will lead you astray. But the truth of the matter is, everyone's got something they can offer on the tip of their tongue. So don't cut off your nose and be the lonely one like me. Like me. As long as the world keeps spinning around, some will pick you up, some will knock you down. As long as you keep on breathing, you'll keep believing and you'll keep achieving. As long as the world keeps spinning around, some will spend their lives trying to keep you down. Take it on the chin, ensure you don't give in. No, no, no. See through the eyes and thoughts of a better man, not the one you're looking at. You don't wanna walk the line with me. See through the eyes and thoughts of a better man, not the one you're looking at. You don't wanna waste your time with me. Because I take wrong turns. And don't go tipping all your toes in my footsteps, 'cause all my bridges burn. And when I get opportunities, I knock them dead, because I'm drinking and I'm smoking and I'm out of my head. There's enough remorse and enough regret for me. For me. As long as the world keeps spinning around, some will pick you up, some will knock you down. As long as you keep on breathing, you'll keep believing and you'll keep achieving. As long as the world keeps spinning around, some will spend their lives trying to keep you down. Take it on the chin, ensure you don't give in. No, no, no. See through the eyes and thoughts of a better man, not the one you're looking at. 'Cause you don't wanna walk the line with me. See through the eyes and thoughts of a better man, not the one you're looking at. 'Cause you don't wanna waste your time with me. See through the eyes and thoughts of a better man, not the one you're looking at. 'Cause you don't wanna walk the line with me. And see through the eyes and thoughts of a better man, 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 man. We'll be right back. a better man, not the one you're looking at. Cause you don't wanna walk the line with me.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Captain Accident, Eyes and Thoughts. Nice tune. Like it. If you get the chance to see them over the next few weeks, you know where they are. They're in the Kentish area, aren't they?
Hmm.
They're Kentish. And thanks very much to Simon for putting... once again, it's a Simon Not Special this week, isn't it? Thanks very much to Simon for putting us in touch with them. And thanks very much to Captain Accident for going to the trouble to actually get us the tracks, because we had a few problems getting them over in the first place. Long story. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
That's lucky.
Isn't it? This just came through. But thanks for your twats. This is the only one I've got so far, so please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Yes. tony@punkyradio.com.
Yes.
Not me.
Not Paul. This was emailed to Paul, but luckily it Paul forwarded it to me.
I forwarded it without even looking at it.
Exactly. What do you mean? tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now. Everyone must know a twat. And this week it's from Eric. Eric Gillen.
Eric the half a bee.
We've not heard from this guy before. It must be a new listener.
Hello, Eric. I apologise for being so brusque.
Yes. But you must know the right people.
Place. You're getting off clues.
Simple instructions. But he says, "Dear Paul, first off, I want to thank you and Tony for all the work you both do towards the podcast. Through you, I've discovered many a good band that are now added to my growing library of fuck-off music. The twat I have in mind comes to us from the US Senate and is always on the wrong side of social progress. Be it gay marriage, civil rights, freedom of speech, DOMA, D-O-M-A. And I'll bet he wants introduced legislation as to what fucking hand I can wipe my own fucking ass with. Who is this scrotum lick of a congressman, you ask? I'll give you one more clue. He recently authored a bill that would impose sanctions on any country found to be aiding Edward Snowden. Now that is a righteous twat bag of a human being. Say it with me now, for being a backwards-minded subsect of human, for always being the brick wall that impedes the path to progress, for being a damn right ass clown. Senator Lindsey Graham, you are a twat. Now that's punk rock. Hugs and kisses on all your pink parts."
Thank you very much. All my pink parts need both hugging and kissing. And this is a completely justified twat, even if it did go through to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for putting the work in and explaining to our listeners exactly why this guy should get a good old twatting any second now.
Yep. So, for being a backwards-minded subset of human, always being the brick wall that impedes the path to progress, and for being a downright ass clown, Senator Lindsey Graham
is a twat.
That's from Eric from Central Ohio.
Thank you very much, Eric from Central Ohio. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for listening. Do keep the twats coming. Remind people again, Tony.
Yep, email me tony@punkyradio.com. That's tony@punkyradio.com. Or the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason.
Last song this week.
Yep.
And it came through via the Punky Radio page, facebook.com/punkyradio. And thanks very much to Totenwagen, who sent this to... I just caught the first line of the message. It said, "Occult Punk." I thought, well, we've never played any of that, have we?
No.
So I've got no idea what damage we're going to cause by playing this song. It's possible something bad will happen and a big hole will open and the world will fall in it or something. But anyway, if you fancy some occult punk, here you go. It's an absolutely brilliant song. I'm glad I don't know what they're saying. It might scare me. I can't tell whether they're German or Italian. I haven't done the right research. I will at some point, because we'll be playing more from them, because they sent us the whole album and it's absolutely brilliant. I really like it, but I am a bit scared.
Okay.
My mate Simon got baptised last Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. In the sea and that. Went in a good old-fashioned... That's not a Baptist dunking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was the guy who I was working with in Scandinavia, the comic. And he suddenly decided to be Christian and that. and I don't know how I feel about it. So it seems fitting that we should play some occult punk in the same sentence as I tell you about him. I'm very pleased with it. If he's happy, fair enough. These guys are happy, fair enough. I don't think they're ever going to go down the pub together. If they do, sparks might fly. This is Totenwagen. What is their Facebook page? Oh, what's Captain Accident's website? Sorry.
CaptainAccident.com?
It is. Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 3. And what is Totenwagen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Totenwagen.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 3. Oh. It's been end-to-end stuff this week. This is Lee. This is Napoli Satana. Satana! Thanks very much for listening this week. That was Totenwagen and Napoli Satana, which at first glance does look a bit like an ice cream, but I think is rather more sinister. We will be playing more from them in future unless we get complaints from people saying, you do realise what they're saying, don't you? They're saying, Paul and Tony must die, Paul and Tony must die, or something. I don't think so. Yeah. But anyway, I really, really like that track, and thanks for sending it through. I hope to see some of you in Hitchin Lecture this weekend. We will have one more live show before Edinburgh when there will be a couple of pre-recorded specials, but we'll tell you all about that on next week's show. Best luck this week, Tony.
Thank you very much.
I guess that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.